today's gospel about the awesome judgment that we will all come before the Savior, and that many of us will be surprised. They asked Jackie Gleason once, "What will you tell God when you see him?" "I'll say, I didn't think you were real." What a surprise it's going to be. Well, there's a story about a wife who wins a multi-million dollar lottery. And she comes home and tells her husband, "Pack your bags." And the husband goes, "Should I pack for the beach or the mountains?" And she goes, "It doesn't matter, just get out." And that's all the married people enjoy that, because you don't know who's the happier one. But the way we act is important, because religion is not the expression of categories or syllogisms or prophecies. Religion is a very practical thing. And today in the judgment, if you notice, Jesus doesn't tell God will ask you the catechism, or he will ask you to recite the history of the church, or he will even ask you how often you went to church, or how many are sleeping today, not going. But he will definitely ask you, "Did you see me in your brother and in your sister? Were you really looking for me?" And as I said in the Ukrainian sermon, if you want anyone to respect you and to be grateful to you, do something nice for their children. Save their lives. Say an encouraging word. Give them guidance. Give them good example. And every parent will feel deep in their heart a gratitude, and sometimes a gratitude that will last for years, because you helped their children, which means you helped them. Because where your heart is, there your treasure will be also. And every parent knows the joy of seeing their children flourish and having someone who is not even related do something nice for their child. And imagine what God must feel like. The paradigm of all parenthood, the source of all love, the one we call our Father, which means we are all related, is not my Father or your Father, but our Father. There's no Catholic or Orthodox or Muslim God. We say we believe in only one God who unites us all and reminds us, whatever you did to the least of my brethren, you did it to me. So think of the people you argued with. Think of the people you may have said bad things to. Think of the people that you have a hard time forgiving. And put Jesus' face in their place. Because that is the person that you are affecting. As I said in the Ukraine sermon, the key or the door to salvation is through everyone you see. Because religion is that practical. If you can't use it, what good is it? If you only proclaim it and don't live it, it's a waste of time. It's like a person who has a soccer ball and never kicks it. You'll never be a good soccer player. If you believe in the Lord and his gospel, today, you will have many opportunities to look people in the face and say something good, do something nice, take care of someone, even pray for them if you can't face them. But do something that makes this world better. And at the last judgment, it's not about being scared. Imagine how surprised you will be when God says, "You know what? You skipped a couple of services. You didn't contribute enough. You didn't do, but you took care of my children. Come into the kingdom prepared for you since the beginning of the world." The great judgment may be a very happy and pleasant surprise if you realize that you and I with everyone we meet are deciding how we are judged. Slava Isusu Christu.